Parsons Dance returns to PS21 in Chatham with its stunning ensemble work and virtuosic technique. Last summer, PS21's audiences saw Alma, Kate Skarpatowska's new work in development during open rehearsals. This year, they'll now have the opportunity to see the completed work. It premiered at the Joyce Theater in January of 2016. It explores the connection of an Eastern European childhood juxtaposed with the urban folklore of adolescence in New York City. Also on the program will be David Parsons' Union and his masterwork, Caught. Artistic director David Parsons founded Parsons Dance in 1985, and the company returns for its 11th season, performing at PS21 in Chatham for performances of September 2nd and September 3rd. David Parsons joins us, as does the founder of PS21, Judy Grunberg. Thank you very much for being with us. It's good to see you both.
It's nice to meet you, Joe. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. So, Judy, let's talk about this. I'm interested in the fact that you have had Mr. Parsons as a part of your grand little scheme here for a very long time, since the very beginning, really.
We are so... Can you hear?
Yes.
We are so lucky to have the Parsons Dance with us for 11 seasons. It was a serendipitous meeting. We were brought together by a common friend, Yehuda Hanani, the cellist. Mm-hmm. And David immediately got the concept of what we were trying to do. And we were so honored that they have come back. They are basically like the cornerstone of our dance festival now. And they've been ending each season with their amazing work. So we are just like totally honored and excited about this. And they've stuck with us. And last year, they were with us for 3 weeks while preparing this dance, Alma, that you just mentioned.
So it must be, I mean, when you had this vision for this, I want to say festival, but for this whole project for PS21, the center, it had to have been part of it to be a place where you can incubate new work and allow it to flourish and grow and come back.
Absolutely. We hope so, because we consider ourselves to be a kind of a full service place for the artists. We have a place that they can live. We have a barn studio that they can make their work on. And then we have the performance and for the audience. So we try to kind of integrate them into the community whenever we can. And by now, Parsons is at home with us. And a lot of our community know the dancers individually, love them, look forward to them returning every year, and which is kind of our mission. You know, art and artists should be part of our everyday life, and that's what we try.
I asked Judy if she's getting bored, if anybody's told her that they're getting bored of Parsons coming up here, and she said no. So
well,
I'm still coming.
That's good. What brought you here in the first place? What were you looking for in a venue and a place to reside for a while?
It's exactly what Judy said, because Parsons tours worldwide. We're talking China. We're doing a 6-week tour of Europe coming up. We're in, you know, Brazil and Russia. And the problem with the road is that it is hard, especially nowadays. You travel in airplanes. Yeah. So just what she said, it's great to come in and have a kitchen, have a barn, have a house, be able to get to know the community. So I really decided to do this because of the area and because of Judy's vision.
When it comes to the dance that you've been able to create here, talk a little bit about that process and what goes into something, because it is a lengthy process, isn't it, from beginning to end?
It is. I've created here in the past, but this we did with the New York State Council on the Arts, and I've been producing young artists over the years, which means you're going to pay for them. They're going to use our dancers that are salaried. And Kate Skarpatowska used to work in my company, and so for 7 years. So this is the third time that we've presented her work. But there's other people like Robert Battle. We presented his work, and he now runs one of the biggest companies in the world, Alvin Ailey.
Yeah.
So you can see how it is. You take a young person, give them a chance, and next thing you know, they're running a $35 million company. I'm envious.
Yeah.
He's got a paid vacation.
Yeah.
I don't. But we're so proud.
Get a nice
and
barn.
This is where it happens. It can happen in a barn, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's reality. And that's what we do, Parsons.
What is it, do you think, about you look at all the different companies that are out there, all the dance companies that are out there, and the people, and they're all doing great work and interesting work.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. All right.
Neither one of us would say
I,
that.
I would agree with you, but I just
a lot of them
I want to be nice because
yes,
then
yes.
when they come on the show, I can they don't have to say, oh, were you talking about me? No, 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 of course
I
wasn't.
Oh, Joe, you're such a diplomat.
But the point being is that where do you find yourself in that equation? Like, what do you think that you do in the dance world that is unique?
We're the real deal. We tour, we pay our dancers, we get them medical and dental, where we've been touring now for 32 years. We know how to do it. We've got incredible lighting. I started the company with a line designer named Hal Binkley, my best friend. He just got a Tony Award for a little show called Hamilton.
Yeah.
We know how to deal with a theater. We know how to tour. We don't overdo it. We don't have sets. We're like a SWAT team, man. We're in and out of there.
And artistic?
But wait, the work is...
Yeah, that's what...
not even talking about
artistically,
work.
For me, it's about variety. It's about constantly learning. It's about communication with an audience. I like to communicate on a very straightforward level so they get a concept and then I can take them on a ride.
In that ride, what do you hope that they will get out of that journey? I like ride better than journey, but go ahead.
I'm telling you, when they stand up, and I, you know, I don't tour all the time with my company, but, you know, we tour from, I like to be able to have Chinese people, Russians, Italians feel the same way. And it's universal. Dance is universal. We don't have, it's not like we're a drama company. We don't have to use language.
Right.
So you learn as you tour what it is that really connects with people. Right. And what was the question?
My question was, what do you want them to get out of that? You said we're going to take them for a ride. What do you want them to get out of the ride?
I think it's an emotional scene. You know, it's like nowadays when you're watching TV or a movie, you get hit with that digital stuff so much. I don't know if people get touched the same. And with a human being, you see that sweat coming off. You stand up at the end of that show. And I think I take people through, I call it emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. So a variation of the question that I often ask when it comes to dance, is there something that you look for specifically in a dancer that makes them a David Parsons dancer?
I look for, I've auditioned hundreds of dancers, and I worked with from ballet to gymnasts, Romanian national gymnastic team. I do a lot of different things. So there's a lot of different dancers involved that I look at. But it's this passion thing where they just got to do it.
Yeah.
You can look at them and they don't care about the money. They don't care. They just love to move.
Yeah. Right. And they're always moving even when they're not dancing. If we hang out after the show, they're moving. They hear something and they start to move. But they're all great individuals. I mean, they've changed a little bit over time, but they always come on. Each one is sort of a unique personality. That's mm-hmm. what I think is great.
And they
great.
Get to travel. So they're worldly.
Yeah.
And that's always good for a young person.
Absolutely.
To see the other cultures.
And, you know, I would say that I blame David, or rather credit David's company with bringing...
Blame credit.
That's right. It's all right. I think that he's been responsible for enlarging our dance audience in the area. Because, you know, I meet friends in the spring and I say to them, oh, you know, coming up to PS21 this summer, oh, yes, we're going to Parsons. It's kind of like that's what you do. You go to Parsons and, you know, and now they understand. It's taken a long time. Some of these people never saw a modern dance performance before. And David's work touches people in a way that, you know, that is so gratifying to see.
People like to say that they'll bring their husbands to see Parsons. I like that. That's right. I'm like, yeah.
That's
right. Good.
And he didn't fall asleep.
So my question for you, Judy, was going to be, and you touched on it, but I just want to explore it a little bit further with you, and that is what your original vision was of, because you knew you were going to have to create a dance audience, right?
I think so, yeah.
And so you've been able to do that over this time.
Oh, you know, overnight success, 11 years, yes.
Yeah.
I hope so. I think so. There are people who've said to me, you know, I never actually liked a dance before, or never understood, or I never watched, or I never paid attention, or something like that. And I would love that because, you know, as I say, we all have bodies. We all move. We all... like to move to sounds no matter what, even if we're in a wheelchair, even if we're 95 years old. So there is something in dance that touches everybody, you know. And, I mean, it's not just David's dance. There are other, you know, ethnic dances. There are other modern dance groups that do similar things. It's just that for some reason his dances seem to be something, there's something of a universal nature that touches people's hearts and spirits somehow. And I, you know, that's why to me, I just feel like, well, David is with us like forever. You know, I hope he grows old in the artist's lodging.
You know, Twyla Tharp was in the region working on a project, and she said to me that she, you know, you do this work and you work on something really hard, and then you suddenly think, "Oh God, we got to get people in to see it." And she said that's the thing that always ultimately is what, you know, she worries about. Do you worry about that?
I do. I mean, this is a live performance. You got to stay in the business head. You got to make sure that you have enough connections worldwide. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
We'll do a 6-week tour of Italy, and then we'll go down. We'll do Brazil and Chile. A lot of companies don't do that. If that starts to diminish, I won't do it anymore, because you got to have international and national touring to make it happen.
So do you have a concern about the about places, meaning maintaining that audience and bringing people in and keeping them coming back?
Again, that's about administrating, and also now we have the publicity scene with the internet and, you know,
social media and all that stuff.
And so, Joe, the real thing is that if you make good work, people will buy it.
Yeah.
It's really comes down
to talent wins out.
Talent wins out and product wins out. And if you can show something really great, and now you can show it easier because you can do it. I'm working on a new piece with drones. Drexel University, I've been working on it for 2 years. I just found the score. It's unbelievable. It's going to be the power of the score. I'm using 8 highly technically made drones, custom made with 3D printers, and a program to fly these drones inside an IR field. And it's about the evolution of man and machine, how all our jobs are being taken. I mean, you might not lose your job with technology. A lot of people are.
Yeah,
they're doing.
No, they could replace me with another show.
We'll replace you with a drone.
So when you say it's about product, it's about getting people excited about what you do. I mean, wouldn't you like to see a show with drones with dancers underneath it?
Yes, that sounds very, very cool.
That's my job, and that's what keeps us vibrant. Look at people like the Beatles, Madonna. You got to change it up, man, if you want to survive.
Right. At some point, you have to wear a dress made out of meat.
Whoa, yeah, well, that might be a little much for me, especially if there are a lot of dogs around.
Well, right. But tell us about Caught.
Caught was done many years ago. Music is by Robert Fripp, and it's basically something that really helped my career. I was in photography for many years. I've worked with the best in photography as a stunt model and a photographer. And I did a piece where you fly in the air and you can fire a strobe light at the top of your leap in a dark stage. So it looks like you're looking at somebody just stuck, like a Meyer Bridge, like a you're in a photo session, and it is just a mind blow, and people love it, and it's a classic of Parsons. We're very, very pleased. We're also going to do a piece with the music of Dave Matthews, commissioned by his university where he went to when they built a performing arts center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Dave let me use any of his pieces I wanted to, and it's going to close the program. And then there's Kate's piece, Alma, which is, you know, we like to produce new work. Commissioned score by Parsons, by the way, by Lev Lahora. And then we've got
Lahova,
thank you so much. And then there's Caught. And then there's Union with music by John Corigliano. So you're going to, like I said, it's going to be a roller coaster.
All good stuff. I'm interested that, do you think most dancers are fascinated like you are about flight?
I think I'm more fascinated than most people because as I was making Caught, you know, people always, again, it's that connection. People dream of flying.
I'm doing
a piece with drones. I mean, something's going on, man.
That's cool. All right. Well, all of this is happening at PS21. It's September 2nd and 3rd. PS21 is in Chatham. If you want to find out more about the project, and you know you do, ps21chatham.org. ps21chatham.org will also have the link on our website, which will also include this very interview if you want more information. Judy Groomberg of PS21, I thank you so much for all you do for here at WAMC, as well for the region and the arts. Thank you very much. And David Parsons, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Nice
here in
you,
Chatham, and also in your travels around the world.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.